Okay, so then let's switch it. What's the weirdest request you've gotten on OnlyFans?
I mean, I do get a lot of like people asking me to fart for them for money. Why is he smiling?
That's just the most absurd thing on the planet.
It's because he has a fart fetish.
Nothing to do with a fart fetish. It's just
my man.
It's don't my man that.
Do you do it? Like, do you?
I haven't. No.
The price hasn't been
Well, it's just that it's very rare if that ever happens. So to be able to catch it audibly, it's.
Oh, that's what's holding you back. Oh, that makes sense.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Fish Tank Podcast. Today, we have a wonderful guest who is an absolute pioneer of social media trends. They are popping on every app that you can think of, starting from music streams up to now dominating the Diablo scene. After a long 2 years, she is finally unbanned on Twitch and already has immediately broken new ground, hosting events with massive viewers and collabing with huge groups such as OTK. We are absolutely honored to welcome our first guest to the show, Jen Fox.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hi. What's up, Jen?
I have one question for you.
Yes.
How much can you bicep curl?
Bicep curl?
Yes.
The question on everyone's mind, knowing that Jen
Fox
is here.
5 pounds.
5 pounds.
5 pounds?
So we're talking like 2.5 on each side?
No, 5 pounds on one side.
I gotta say, that's the most a guest has ever given on the show. Congratulations.
Wait, really?
Yes.
I'd love to hear it.
What?
Yep. Yeah. And we ask that to everybody.
Yeah. Every single guest.
Yep.
Even dudes?
I consider the revamp a whole new show.
We've never asked that.
Yeah,
you're our first, Jen. You're telling me that in the 2 years you weren't on Twitch, you weren't actively in the gym looking to break records there as well?
No.
No? No,
okay, so there was a little gymming. I guess I was trying to grow my glutes for a moment.
My glutes?
Go through the list of body parts she knows in her head. It's just like, which one is the one I like the most? I like the glutes.
Wait, was that you trying to censor yourself?
No.
Like just from saying like butt or legs?
No. I just couldn't think of the word for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't have.
I have early onset Alzheimer's, so.
Really?
Yeah, I can't recall words sometimes.
Hey, me too. Let's go.
Like very often.
Is that diagnosed?
No, it's self-diagnosed.
That's the best kind of diagnosis. Well, yeah. I'm also completely thinking that that's probably the case. I stumble over my words constantly, and it's not just because I'm growing older. It has to be medical. It's got to be. If it's not, then I'm really screwed.
I'll like switch words that don't even make sense.
I've seen this actually.
It's yeah, weird. Like I'll be like pillowcase or something, and I'll call it like an umbrella. I'll be like, give me the umbrella. And it's like, it makes no sense. My brain just doesn't, I don't know, connect the dots sometimes. Who knows?
I feel that.
Yeah, can I have that glass of water? I mean, could you hand me the umbrella? It's like, I was wondering what exactly you wanted me to do.
And then now I've started just making up my own words. That just makes sense.
To you, but to no one else. But well, people have started picking up on these words that...
Yeah, like I was in the mall and I don't know. I like this, like, I don't know, stuffed animal. And I was like, cup cab or something. I call it like some weird thing. And my friend was like, what are you talking about? I was like, the cup cab. And they were like, Jen, I don't think that's what that is. Like,
you're like, just look at it.
It's a cup cab.
Yeah. And that was like the meme of the day. I don't know.
Just calling everything cup cab.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Is this a common thing that happens to you just around the house as well?
On occasion, yeah.
Well, you're the most comfortable. I feel like you would.
I don't know. I don't think this happens to other young people. I don't know. And I don't do drugs. So I'm like, okay, I'm really glad I don't do drugs or else this would be way worse.
Yeah, it would just exponentially get worse. You're just talking gibberish in like 3 years.
Yeah.
Do you like have a list of things you write down? Like, because it's always the same word that comes to your head when you look at these things, or is it always different?
It's always different.
Okay. So you're just making up your own words, your own dictionary going forward now.
Yeah.
I think that shows that you have a creative mind.
Yeah. My stream asked me if I have tics. I was like, I don't think so, but maybe. Shoot. Calling me out.
Well, this is, I mean, speaking of stream, this is huge comeback, I gotta say. I think it was just the fact that Twitch, in my opinion, doesn't have the greatest, well, not in my opinion, a lot of people's opinions, that it doesn't have the greatest discoverability. But now that you came back. I'm not specifically sure how much you like grew once you got back, but I mean, you immediately just saw an influx of viewers, like both new and old. So would you say, I guess that was due to just other social medias that you were very active on just over the time that you were banned, or what was it? Like, was it just the fact that your name was finally back on the scene?
I think it was a combination of a lot of things. It was like, okay, yes, the hype, I'm back, people are like curious what I'm gonna do, but also because Diablo came out at like the same time, and it's honestly one of the biggest games. Like, it's a game that everybody can play, but also it's a multiplayer, so it's not getting like super old right away, like Zelda just fell off the map or whatever for Twitch.
It was his favorite game.
It's gonna get game of the year, because
she was addicted. You were addicted to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man, did you like beat the whole thing?
No. Did you?
He gets so sad.
No, I did. No, I mean, that makes sense though, because there's so much stuff to do, like besides beating the whole game. Like, honestly,
yeah. Did you get all 900 Koroks?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not. Yeah.
There's 900 Koroks?
Yes. It was like that in the first
one
as well.
That's why they were roasting them on TikTok.
That's why they're crucifying them.
Yeah.
I saw that. They made one Jesus.
Yeah.
I looked into that, by the way. I thought the Koroks were, like, mean. They're actually just little dudes.
Yeah.
No, they don't do anything against you. It's just the fact that you can pick up other people. Just what? Leaves you
he's
so
just,
much.
They're just little homies. There's like 900 little dudes out there, and you're just like, fuck each and every one of these guys.
But
and
I
you're
think,
just doing the worst
I
possible
think it's the
things
fact,
to them.
I think it's the fact that their
one
whole,
of them
like,
just
goal...
wanted to go home, man.
No, that's the whole thing. Their whole goal is that they're travelers. They have a huge backpack on their back that is the size of them, and they're saying, I need to get back home to my friend.
And they're 200
feet
away. And they
always
lose their friend.
And that's how the thing.
What does that say about
the
other friend?
They're just their reason for not making it to the front. They're just tired, and that's why everybody's like,
mood.
"I'll show you tired," and then they crucify them.
Dude, what are you talking about? They're just trying to get home. That's their whole thing. They just want to get home, and they got tired for how much they have to walk. Look how big they are. They're like this big. Every one of our steps is like 50 to a Korok, and you guys are just setting them on fire and launching them into space. That's messed up, man. Think of all the ways you can make vehicles to just drive them there.
Think of all the ways you can kill a Korok.
They've all been explored.
Yeah.
Can you gather up like 50 of them in one car and send it off a cliff?
Have you tried getting like multiple Koroks to like go to a different place or just like...
I never did, but now I want to.
No, I just returned them to their friends. I'm very basic.
The canon ending.
The canon ending.
No, I don't blame you. There are moments where I complete a puzzle and I'm like, man, I could have done so much more. I could have like completely just broken this game, and then I'm just like, no, I'm playing it as is. So yeah, I feel that.
Dude, I saw a Japanese dude on TikTok that made an entire Gundam. Like, it's just a whole ass Gundam in Legend of Zelda. Like, he just pulled it out of his pocket and then it just walked around with laser beams shooting everywhere. It was insane. That's not even Zelda anymore. I don't know what game that is. That's not Zelda. That, like, you just need to be going hot, hot, hiya, and then breaking pots. That's what I know Zelda as.
Yep.
Whatever that was not Zelda. That's next gen Zelda.
Do you guys think it's going to get Game of the Year?
Yes. I've been saying that ever since it came out. Before I
what else
it,
came
I like,
out this year?
I saw Diablo. The introduction. There was,
good
there was
luck.
Diablo.
Good
there
luck.
Was
Final Fantasy's coming out next.
That could be a big one.
Final Fantasy.
But
is there another Spider-Man
Final Fantasy
game?
Like never wins, though, right? Like
no.
True.
Because here's the thing about Final
Fantasy. Game of the Year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just think about Final Fantasy
it's
like
Shutter
this.
Island of games.
People that like Final Fantasy don't care about any other Final Fantasy except 7. If you haven't played Final Fantasy 7, they will not enjoy your presence. But if you don't play any other Final Fantasy, they really don't care. That's really all it comes down to. Yeah, I think that's
I mean,
why
if they put out like God of War 4, that'll probably win. Didn't that win like 2 years in a row?
Well, God, yeah, they definitely won one, but then Elden Ring was basically between Elden Ring and God of War.
So
I have a question.
Sure.
You've been changing your hair a lot, but this one is my favorite.
Yes! Yes! That makes me so happy because this is the color that I want to stick with.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I was curious, do you get more inquiries because of it?
Oh,
yeah, how many more sponsors have you been getting?
I was trying to keep that rated G.
Okay, I'll put it this way. The thing that has gotten me the most inquiries is my nose, literally.
Yeah. Why?
I think it started as a trend, but then people started picking up on it that guys with big noses are, that's like a super attractive thing.
I never.
I actually heard that.
Copium. Even thought of your nose as big.
It was.
No, you have a normal nose.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. I think I also have a somewhat normal nose. It wasn't until bulbous. Pointing it out on the internet that I started thinking about it. It's because of a Doja Cat. I think that's where I think it started from. Do you
Doja
know?
Cat pointing it out your nose?
Well, not specifically.
In the middle of a DM song, actually. Like,
you have a great nose, and everyone just started
Philippe,
thinking
about it. Yeah, Philippe, you have an amazing nose.
No, he went to one of her concerts, and on the stage, she was mid-song. She's like, big nose.
I was holding up a giant poster of me and her. No, it was there was a clip of her saying, I like guys with big noses, and then she was like, because you can sit on them. And then everybody was like, yes, Doja Cat, that makes sense. Even though there's nobody who had ever said that beforehand. And then ever since then, people started realizing, like, wow, big noses are in.
Have so you ever stuck your nose there? Like, just like deep.
Okay. It's not necessarily on purpose. It just kind of happens to be right there. So it just adds to
right
the effect of that. Yeah.
Has a girl ever been like, you know what Doja Cat said, right? I kind of want to know what she's talking about. That kind of thing.
I feel like Tool kind of has a big nose too.
Have you ever like been down on somebody that's just stanky?
Like, dude, I have a story. I have a story about so the first time I lost my virginity.
The first time.
I had to run it back a couple times, you know, just because I wasn't satisfied.
She didn't tell me. I found out later that she told me that she was on her period. Mm-hmm. So I went down on her and I was like, oh no, maybe I'm gay because this tastes awful and it's my body rejecting it.
It's your organisms that.
It was like, it was terrible.
Yes.
And I later then find out that, no, they don't all taste this way. Yeah. But yeah, it was the first time and she didn't tell me until like a year later.
Was she close to your genetics?
No, we were different
okay.
breed of people.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yeah.
I've actually heard that too. That.
Oh, well, I haven't heard that it's like genetics based. It's more so like your genetic cause you to want to attract towards someone else who's like not like you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There's a cool thing about this that I actually read recently. Apparently, girls that are on birth control that affect their hormones specifically, when they're not on their hormones, they're more attracted to people that have a more diverse genetic makeup than they do. So the less related you are, the more likely you are to be attracted to them or something like that. And apparently, people smell good to them. When that's the case, when they're not on birth control, when they are on birth control, they found out that girls enjoy the scent of guys that more closely resemble their fathers.
So I've never understood this. So like, when you say
Freud is going nuts in his grave when that was published.
Yeah,
he was probably spinning to a 360s. He's like, I knew it.
I think I have a pretty neutral BO. Does that smell good to girls, or is it guys with like where they smell pungent. Like a gym or something like that? Like, is that attractive, or is it different for everybody?
It's different for everyone.
Yeah.
From what I've read, so like you might smell sweet and good to like one girl, and then like to another girl, you might smell like hot garbage, but it's the same smell.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever like been with somebody, or like do you normally go for scents, or is that like a big thing for you? Or?
I've definitely dated a guy that I liked. But every time
you liked him as a person,
I totally would have dated him. But every time we hung out, I kept telling him he smelled like garbage. Like,
oh no!
You kept telling him, so this could be
I was like, can you like use soap or something? Like, I don't know what's going on.
Damn.
He was like, I use natural organic soap, and I don't want cancer from soap. I was like, bro, but that hippie smells is not, I don't know, whatever's happening is not happening. It just, he smelled like actual rotting garbage. You know when you like let it rot in the trash can
and
for,
it just like,
and it's rotting
all over it.
Yes,
like,
he actually smelled like rotting trash to me.
That's
but, like,
so rough.
Some men to me smell like you just like put your face in their shirt or their arm, and they have sweet skin. They smell sweet to you.
Huh. You know, I
like
actually
pleasant.
Without smelling us, who do you think would have the best scent?
I don't know.
Same answer. Same answer. She has absolutely no inclination towards anyone. She looks at someone and is just like, I have no preference towards their scent right now.
Can we ask you another, maybe not so like in person question? Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it kind of would be. Can you rate us or like guess which of us in order lost our virginity? Like basically, we're different ages, but like who lost our virginity first?
Why are you smiling? I think it's a funny question.
He's like, go ahead.
So who?
He is looking sus, like he lost it first.
I don't know.
I'm not giving anything away.
My phone. I feel like oddly it was this guy. I'm voting him first.
So I was first. Okay. Yeah. Who was second?
Third.
Okay. That seems about right. Why is it every time, man? Well, I have no votes of confidence, man.
Okay, so if you guys lost my virginity at 17.
I was 19.
18.
Oh! I'm the latest. Damn. Okay. Okay, well, you were wrong.
No one ever has any confidence in me, man. I don't know what it is. I must just give off the lamest energy. It's really got to be what it is.
What can we do to help him?
Don't say it. I knew you were going to say it.
What can we do to help him? What would be like a one quick thing that would increase his riz by like two?
Say the facial hair.
No, I like it.
Thank
See
you.
That?
Thank
See?
God.
I like it too.
Thank you. Appreciate
Maybe,
it.
Maybe, I mean... He's already really good. I don't really see a lot of improvements. Maybe he could work out more. Maybe if he's like buffer or something, girls would like that. I don't know. Fair enough.
Wake up with me, bro.
Dude, 9 a.m. is crazy.
But then you have the whole rest of the day to attack.
But I'm asleep the rest of the day at that point. It's the thing is, when I go to the gym, it wipes me out so fast.
Same. I can't do it.
I have to do it at like the end of the day if I want to like get anything productive done.
That's how I am. And then my roommates are like, why do you work out after you went to work or streamed or did all your...
Because then I go right to sleep afterwards and it's instant. I don't need melatonin. I'm already exhausted.
True.
I'm a morning workout guy.
It's like, what's the best spice to put on food? Us being starving. Everything tastes good when that happens. If you want to go to bed, just work out to the point where you collapse the second you hit the pillow. I guarantee you will sleep forever. It works, man. I'm telling you. And those of you that have, you know, insomnia or whatever, I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what you could do. That's rough. It's not like the exact opposite issue. I fall asleep all over the place.
Yeah.
That's my big issue.
I nap like a lot, like a cat.
Yeah.
I can't nap. I get sleep paralysis.
I accidentally woke him up.
You get the demon on your chest sleep paralysis like that?
Not on like my chest, but across the room, like charging at me full speed.
You see the demon?
Yeah.
Do you have schizophrenia?
No, it's just that whenever I try to nap, I mean that I haven't.
It's recreatable, is basically what it is.
I've napped this year probably three times because every time I try to nap, I'll see demons in my.
Do you believe in demons?
Yeah, 100%.
He sees them. Of course, he believes in them. No. They just charge him.
I mean, I believe that there are different types of demons out there. I don't think that
there's like onis, and we've learned it all in Phasmophobia.
Yeah. There's.
You ever played Phasmophobia?
Are you religious? Are you like Catholic? Grew up at least.
I grew up Catholic, but
that's what happened.
They attacked
people that grew up Catholic specifically.
Yeah, I mean, I believe in demons. I just don't think that all of them are as I guess evil. As
there's
the
some good demons.
Portray them. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Demon girls.
There's some good demons.
Demon girls. Let's go.
Do you think because you believe in them, that's why they come to you?
Yes. I think that it makes you vulnerable.
Wait, so because you believe in a demon, it believes in you?
It'll hang around you and feed off of you because you're weak.
Yes.
Because you're weak.
Do you have crystals to protect you? Are you a crystal girl?
I mean, I have them, but like anytime I get like weird, I don't know. Like,
do you charge them in the moonlight or is it a
with LaCroix?
No, I just put them in the sunlight. I put them on all my windows just because they're aesthetic.
So they're always charging. Okay.
They're always charging.
I mean, isn't that like bad that you're fully charging batteries of anything? Like how an iPhone works, right?
Somebody else told me crystals were just demon houses the other day, so.
Oh damn.
So like, the opposite.
Oh, damn.
I don't know. I mean, I think it depends what you believe.
I think
there are different types of demons. Like, they'll say, you're trying to ward me away? No,
so
I want to be here.
So this is really bad. So, like, last time I had a friend that told me that she had a demon in her house or whatever. We were, like, 15. I was like, okay, girl, you're crazy. So I sleep over at her house. And we're, like, sitting on our bed, you know, playing patty cake or whatever the heck girls do at 15. And we both hear the fucking demon, like, growl in our ear while we're fucking playing patty cake, like, clear.
So, like,
like, loud, but, like, and then we run out of the room because she's, like, we're, I'm, like, oh, my God, it's the demon.
It's the demon. Yeah, party.
Oh, my God, he's right there.
Yeah, yeah, like, this chick wasn't crazy. I thought she was just, like, crazy, you know,
and it was like a like you guys both experienced that.
Yeah, we both experienced it, and then like I don't know, we eventually were like, well, we have to go back to our room because we have to like sleep and stuff. And
there is no way in hell anyone would ever get me back
into
a room.
That's the my mom.
We left the light on. We just left
the light on. The demon doesn't give a.
Everybody knows that light deters demons.
No, no,
you can't see them because there's never footage of demons in broad daylight. No, or else they
exactly.
If I saw my shadow move a little bit more than me, I would never be anywhere near where a shadow could be ever again.
Fish has a story. First time he came to my house in LA, he was walking down. You know how that my house has like an outdoor stair set?
Yeah.
So he was walking down.
Yeah. Well, so everybody was done for the night. Like we were all drinking a little bit, and then we all were heading upstairs from the downstairs area. And as I'm walking up, I'm like seeing in my peripheral vision just my face also walking up. And then right as I'm about to get to the doorway, I swear I see just the side of my face, and then all of a sudden I see my face turn without me actually turning. And I see in my peripheral vision, like me looking dead on, like front center, I can see both sides of my face just staring back at me, smiling.
Yeah.
And then I was so afraid that I didn't look at it, and I just opened the door without even addressing it, and then I ran into the room. And I started screaming about it. I was like, your house is haunted. I don't care.
In the mirror? Where'd this happen?
Like in a window.
It was in a window, like in my reflection. I could see myself looking back at myself.
Ain't no way in hell you would ever get me to even stay there. I would leave the property.
You did stay at my house.
Yeah, If that occurred to me, I would leave the property.
Finish my story.
Oh, okay.
So after, I think there were some other weird things that happened at her house, but that was like
that
the most.
That night?
Yeah. That was the most vivid thing I remembered. And then I went home, and the next 2 weeks, I heard somebody walking, like a person walking on my ceiling. Oh, but no. My room was on the second story of the house, okay?
Okay.
There was no, so every night it'd be like somebody fucking walking
Ain't
on
no
my
way.
Fucking
Ain't
ceiling.
No way.
Santa Claus.
No way.
It was, yeah, literally Santa Claus, but the demon, Santa Claus.
Like Santa Claus with claws.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, this chick's demon followed me home.
That's the worst feeling.
I believe that.
Because there's so many movies that are like that.
Yes!
It's like, she put it on me. No, she only wanted me to go over to take her demon.
But
the fact you went back into that room is astonishing to me. I would have
I was like, Mom,
gone.
Can you come pick me up? There's a demon
my
here.
Mom. Well, I would have run home.
Nothing,
I don't care how far away it was.
Nothing
I'm
ever
gone.
Happened. I would just hear it, and I'd be under the covers. And I'd be like, maybe if I just close my eyes and pretend I'm invisible, it won't do anything. That's like, just pretend you're sleeping. Because the whole goal of demons is they want your attention.
Right. Yeah.
They want to bully you. They want
I'm
to
I'm pretty
scare
sure they
you.
Just want to kill you. I think that's really what it is.
No. They feed off your energy.
No, I think they feed off of me, period.
They feed off
I think
the
that's
fear.
Really what it is. There's no way. As soon as I heard a growl in my ear, I'd be
he's
like...
He's very scared of stuff. He's like a
and
very...
And that's why
he
you've
won't
seen
do scary
the most
movies.
Stuff is because you're so afraid of it. I'm
no,
not,
I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen anything.
You say
I'm
this
terrified.
House is haunted.
I know this house is haunted.
But
it's
yet
freezing
we still live
constantly.
Here.
It's constantly
well, it was the winter.
It was the winter.
Doesn't matter. It's freezing all the time.
Yeah.
And definitely a ghost.
I'm the only one who's claimed that they have not seen a ghost here yet. And I believe in ghosts. I haven't seen anything in this house. And
the second I see one, you're going to need to find a new roommate. You're lucky nothing has gone weird. You're very lucky.
He threw pennies at him while
Dude,
he was screaming.
I thought, yes. You have no idea how close I was to just leaving. I literally, midstream would have just been gone. He threw pennies at me, and I just heard ding ding ding. I was like, oh.
No. You need the full context of this. Have you ever done that? Have you ever like messed with your friends with like done a prank where I don't know? There's paranormal stuff. Okay, so I knew that Christian was afraid of ghosts, and I had been away for 2 weeks. Like I'd just been. I think it was for a Christmas break, and I didn't exactly say when I was getting back.
I didn't know he was here.
Yeah, yeah. So it was early in the morning when I flew back, and I went to the house. There was nobody home. I went upstairs and everything. I started unpacking everything. And then all of a sudden I heard like Christian downstairs streaming and doing all that. And I was like, you know what would be funny? He doesn't know that I'm here. Like, nothing has changed. What if I just started messing with him right now? He was the only one in the house I knew was during the weekday because Ray works during weekdays. So I picked up a bunch of pennies and I went
downstairs. So his mom, pennies are a funny story too. His mom puts pennies on in every corner to ward off demons and shit.
It's good luck. Oh. It's just good luck. It's not a ward. It's just good luck.
She's Haitian. She grew up in Haiti. There's many...
a lot of demons.
There's a lot of stories that I've heard just growing up and just rituals that you can do, like even small ones like that. So I went downstairs, silent as night. Like, we have creaky stairs. I had to be so quiet. And then I just waited in the kitchen, and I heard him just on stream, and I started one by one just taking a penny, and then I would throw it across the room, and it made a loud noise. Like, it was
you would hear it deafening.
Like, bang, hit the wall, roll, and then Christian's just like, what the hell was that? And he just... Not if it was not.
No, I want you to understand. I might have looked on the exterior relatively calm. I was shook, don't get me wrong, but like on the inside, I was one penny away from leaving this home forever.
And then I waited like I waited a minute or two. Like, I had to do that thing where it was so funny to me that I had to cover my mouth, like hold my breath.
I was like, "What the fuck was that?" What the fuck was that? And I started. I got up and I looked around.
Yeah. And I'm still hiding in the kitchen. Take another one. Throw it. He starts getting up, like walking around and everything, and it's just I really freaked him out. And he was
I caught sight of you. I'm like, motherfucker, what did you get here? I thought that was the ghost.
I was going to what is it? I was gonna do something else, like run up the stairs or something. But then he caught me before I could get another.
Yeah, there's no way in hell I would have gone to investigate those stairs. I would have been like, Philippe, if he didn't answer, I would have left. That would have been it. That would have been actually the last time I entered this home. No way. There's no way. That's my greatest fear is things that can't die to bullets. Home invasion, whatever. A gun could end any invasion at all whatsoever. If it can be stopped by conventional means, I am not scared of it at all. A bobcat, those things sound terrifying. Or maybe it's like a mountain lion. They have like the horrifying screech or whatever. You can shoot it. A guy wrestled one, apparently. Like, I just read a news article where a guy just like fought off one. You can... I would die, but I wouldn't be terrified. I'd be like, damn, this sucks! And then I'd die, like, right? But, like, a ghost, I just hear, like, rattling, and then some sticks start floating. I'd be like, okay, this is the worst possible thing ever, because I've shit myself.
Have you ever gone out of your way to interact, like, use a Ouija board or something?
No.
We should do it.
I don't believe in doing that, because I do believe in that kind of stuff. So... I let the other people pick up the demons and stuff, you know.
Well, after your friend gave you her demon, I'm sure you don't.
Yeah, it left after 2 weeks on its own, though. It went back to her house, okay, I think.
You scared it off.
You scared it off. You didn't give it any attention. So
he was just like, I don't like her. She doesn't do anything. At least you
There's
scream.
No
She's like,
fun.
This is freaking out.
Just a petty like.
I mean, it probably would be like that if it's really real. Yeah, they're just like, this person sucks. Why aren't they paying attention to me?
I'm so scared because sometimes I'll have conversations like this, and I'll be like, yeah, there's no ghost in here. We're lucky. And I'd be like, if there was a ghost, move that little like plush crap. I am so scared of saying that and having that actually happen that I don't even know. Like, I can't even imagine what I would do if that were the case. Like, if that thing moved right now, I would lose my mind.
I think that a bunch. I never say it out loud.
Yeah.
Well, I've totally, like, wanted to, like, stay at haunted places or, like, you know, sleep in a place and then, like, see little children play with your feet at night or whatever. You know
what?
You know what I'm talking? That's what they always say in the ghost stories where there's, like, they're, like, the little kid woke me up in the middle of the night and they're always playing with their feet for some fucking reason. Yeah. It's
they're
true.
Just Twitch chat.
The physical manifestation of Twitch chat as a spirit just wandering around your home. Is she asleep? Give me them toes. So messed
but
up, man.
I feel
no.
like if I saw a ghost, it would change my saw actual stuff happening. I feel like it would definitely change
just your whole outlook on
my
like...
perspective on stuff. And I feel like that's pretty cool and life changing, even though it's like terrifying because it's the unknown. I feel like it's something that needs to happen. So if you guys want to ever stay in a haunted hotel one night and I don't know,
podcast episode,
yes.
Do you want to?
Or just record it?
Yeah. We could stream it too.
That would be so fun.
Yes. That sounds so fun. I've always
such
wanted to
such a messed
that.
Up way to die. Actually, such a white person way to die. That would be awful.
So back...
he would die first.
I would instantly die. There wouldn't even be a preamble. We would get to the game Phasmophobia.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how you have to pick the equipment, whatever, everybody gets like equipment. He literally, the first time he played, just got the cross and held it out. And even though it doesn't work like that, you would just like, nobody's gonna hurt me.
Hiding in the truck, not even in the haunted house.
No, they made me go into the house. As soon as the light starts flickering, I started walking away. I didn't even bother to stick around and see what happened. I immediately left.
Okay, so back on Twitch. You've been on Twitch for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Like, probably an OG of Twitch. Like, there's not many people that have been on there as long as you have.
Yeah.
If you had to pick your favorite, like, Twitch era or meta, what do you think?
Era? Yeah. What do you mean meta?
Like, there's the Among Us meta.
Yeah.
There was,
Okay.
Oh, that's already good, because I had nothing.
There's like the watching Gordon Ramsay or
Amber Heard and
Johnny Depp. Yep. Like,
oh, I wasn't there for any of those.
Oh yeah, that's right. Well, you were there for Among Us. Did you ever do Among Us? Like,
no, unfortunately.
Would you say that you enjoy what you're doing now more than the hot tub streaming, or did you prefer
yes, the hot tub streaming? Yes, I love what I'm doing now. This is like literally my dream. I just wanted to hot tub until I could make it as a normal gamer girl. Now I could do it.
Hell yeah. It's awesome. I think you're doing way more than just like, you know.
We're doing it.
Yeah, you're doing way more than that though. Like, you were like, what? Last time I checked, I think you had like 11K running through Diablo. That's more than just making it. You have beyond made it. You've cleared that hurdle by like a good mile, I'd say.
I don't know. It seems kind of like unreal to me. Like, I haven't really processed all this. Every day I'm just like, okay, just stream, stay consistent, don't mess this up. And like, I haven't even like, I don't even think about it. Like, when I stream, I don't look at the numbers or anything, because I think that would make me really nervous, feeling like, oh my god, all these people are watching me. And like, I actually haven't even thought about it till you mentioned it.
Okay, well, my bad, I guess.
No, but I mean, like, it's great.
You're crushing it. That's really what it is. Like, it's just like, you've gone from hot tub streaming all the way to just normal whatever game you want to stream. I guess currently Diablo.
Hot tub streaming is normal streaming.
Okay, well, I mean, to be fair, I don't know what I would do if I was a hot tub only streamer. I think that takes like a certain amount of gusto to go through that many for like that long.
The amount of prune.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That must have been like hell. How many bottles of like moisturizer did you like go through like the entire
day? I just slathered myself in olive oil afterwards.
Olive oil?
Yeah, it's very moisturizing.
Like an Egyptian queen, like Cleopatra.
Well, because it's so, like, I have dry skin, so afterwards I would have, like, the driest in lotion. I don't know what they put in lotion. It does not moisturize. So I kind of mix the olive oil and lotion, because it just, the lotion wasn't enough. It wasn't doing it. So I was just like, I don't know. It's very oily.
Oh, okay.
Olive oil. I feel like I would break out super hard.
Your body doesn't really, I don't know, have like pores like that, like your face does.
Oh, so you don't do it on your face, obviously, because you're not in the water.
No, you're just doing it on, I've mainly on my like feet, and my hands would get really, like your pruny parts get really dry.
Fair enough. You know, I actually heard this story from a friend of mine. His grandpa, before he went out one night on like his 21st birthday, his grandpa was just like, listen, I know you and your friends are, you know, big drinkers, but here's the secret to drink everyone under the table. Take two shots of olive oil. Just take two shots of that, and you will be able to drink everyone under the table. So what he does is he takes three. He's just like, two's good. Three is going to be great. And he gets to the club, and he takes his first shot, and then he shits himself.
Like projectile sharts himself?
Just shits himself.
Oh my god.
And he gets back home mortified from the club, and he's just like, grandpa, I shit myself. And he's just like, well, yeah, you drank olive oil, you idiot.
Well, no, that's the thing. I have another weird olive oil, I guess, concoction, is that my friend likes to have vanilla ice cream with olive oil, and I feel like he's never specified how much. Yeah, this is
vanilla ice cream with olive oil.
He's not the first person to do this. You just mix vanilla ice cream and olive oil, and it just adds to the flavor.
Who the fuck first combined those?
I've heard olive oil and coffee as well.
I don't know about that one.
That will make you shit yourself, just straight up. That's a cleanser
That's
just a laxative. That will clear your pipes crystal clean.
Well, this is weird because I was watching some YouTube video about some guy that's like trying to reverse aging, and he starts his morning with a shot of olive oil.
Oh, yep. That guy. I know that guy. That is the funniest article I have ever read. Have you read that?
No, I just get it all on my feed, and I dislike every single video, and I scroll because I don't want to keep getting it on my feed.
Oh my God, it is so funny. He like it.
He's just throwing money at his body. That's what he's doing, right?
Yeah, whatever, but that's not what the funny part is. The funny part is that this dude takes the blood from his son and then like he blood dopes with his son's blood. That's like he puts that in his body and
it's his son.
His son is perfectly fine with it.
He gave birth to a son just to take his blood.
No, here's the best part though. He refers to his son as one of his blood boys. As a blood boy.
The blood boys.
Yeah. I've heard about this.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, it is just a glimpse into pure insanity. And the best
gears
part
are
is
grinding right now.
You're thinking about having children for blood?
I would love a blood boy.
It's like Mad Max style.
Yeah. Yes! Yes!
Bring the blood bag.
But is it okay if you give them an allowance for giving their blood to you?
Ooh, equal trade.
Dude, he's already like a multi millionaire. Like he's just stupid rich. So he might as well just try and reverse aging through all these weird processes and whatnot. What is hilarious to me is looking at the before and after picture where he just looks a little smoother. Like he just applied moisturizer.
Didn't he say that he only stopped aging for like a year or something like that? Or
apparently insides are incredibly like they've reversed aging in his insides or something, which however you figure that out. But the funny part about that was that they specified specifically in the article that his organs, such as his skin, kidneys, heart, and anus.
Oh, okay.
They included the anus as an organ. And I was like, what the? His anus? The doctors are very thorough.
It is now taut. It is malleable. So
like he was 18 again.
No, but I did hear that. Yeah, they did say that they were. I don't know if that was a joke, but I remember it was specifically like 19 or 18 years old.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was dying laughing. That was the funniest thing. Like, the anus? That's what you're including in here. Fair enough, I guess.
Does if the you anus change that much when you get older?
It depends what you're doing to it.
That's true.
I guess apparently to him, it was like he was 19 again. So, you know, maybe that's just how it goes when you blood dope your son's blood.
Have you ever been pegged?
No. I really don't have an interest in it. Have you? That's not
an answer.
We just don't know.
At the end of the day,
you know, no matter what you do, unless you give a like an actual answer, that's just yes.
I know.
Like, you have definitely now put yourself as the guy that has been pegged on this particular couch.
We just don't know.
No,
we
just
means nothing. We just don't know.
All right, I have a fun game for you, Jen.
Okay,
so I'm going to give you five different streamers, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to have to rank them in attractiveness.
Oh, no.
But without knowing what the next streamer is going to be. So you're going to have to put them 1 through 5.
Okay,
ready?
Wait, which 5 is better or 1's better?
1 is super attractive, 5 is not very attractive.
Imagine I got it all backwards.
You won't know them. You won't know all of them,
like,
though.
So you won't. It's A plus.
Okay. Yeah,
that's the one.
But you're like, not going to know the next one, so you kind of have to, like, if you think 1 might be more attractive, save number 1 slot.
Okay,
ready?
And if it's, like, your go-to, it's probably safest to put them up there.
Yeah. Okay, ready? Ms. Kiff.
I'm like, man,
that's a tough starter.
I don't want people to.
It's okay.
4.
Whoa! I don't want people to think of me at 4.
Okay. XQC.
Damn. Kick streamer.
100 mil over 2 years, more than LeBron.
I think he's still 1 out of like Twitch streamers.
So like super attractive.
Yeah.
Okay. Hassan.
Oh, he's also a 1 though.
So.
But I have to pick 1 or the other?
Yeah. So you've already ranked 1 and 4.
Well, Hassan's 2 then.
Okay, 2. Okay. Fish.
What the fuck?
3. Well, there's 4's taken.
I think you actually played this perfectly. You played this perfectly because Aiden Ross.
5.
There we go. I feel like that's actually like a solid list.
That is pretty solid, actually. Yeah.
I think you did good on that one.
Oh, I'm shocked XQC was 1.
Did you guys that's see? The
one that I think he's pretty attractive.
I think he's like, he just reminds me of like, whenever I think of XQC, I just see him as like the gangly Canadian dude. That's like, in my head, that's what I see. Like him just being super mad at something at his keyboard with like just all long limbs. I don't know. That's just my mental picture. He's like a goblin. But what I think that might just be because of how fast he talks.
What?
You were gonna ask something before?
I don't remember anymore.
It's all good.
I have goldfish memory. It goes 10 seconds. That's all you get.
Dude, that clip of X fucking slamming his desk with his legs. Have you ever seen that?
That's no. what I
he
see.
He was playing Overwatch. So he, back in Overwatch, he used to like get really fucking angry. Like just like slamming everything. And there was one time where I guess something happened where he lifted his whole body, brought his legs up, and just slammed onto the desk.
That's a lot of rage.
Oh my God.
That's a lot of rage in a small body, man. That's like, that's crazy. That's a crazy amount. To put your whole body into the slam on your desk, that's nuts. Like, I've seen people just crush their keyboards into a billion pieces. It. Yeah,
and he's like
Louis.
He's tall as well. He is. You really have to push yourself back. Yeah,
those legs up. It's a lot of those leverage tree on that trunks. One. What's the maddest you got playing any game? Did you go, dang it?
I don't remember.
You don't remember the angriest you've ever been?
No.
It's tough. It just happens.
What about in general?
I just forget everything. I'm not kidding. I don't like hold on to core memories like normal people.
You have no core memories?
When I think of a question that somebody asked me, like even if it's before or after the fact they've asked me, I can think of it on the spot. But if they ask me in person when I'm looking at them like face to face, I can never remember it at all. I think it's like almost like a pressure type of thing where it's like, damn it, I blanked as soon as they ask the question. I don't know.
He's also really bad at remembering jokes. He can't remember a single joke. You put him on the spot, he has no go-to jokes.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Tell us a joke.
Ask me. Exactly. I got nothing. I got the one that your dad told us.
Let's not do that one.
Okay. It's not even, okay, that makes it sound as though it's like offensive. No, it's just, I mean,
it's just a stupid joke.
Yeah, stupid joke, yeah.
Dude, what's it called?
I have another number based game.
Uh-oh.
It's the don't worry, this one isn't as
edgy.
Oh yeah, edgy. Yeah,
you I'd want edgy?
No.
Here, so you know the. I mean, this was a big trend for a while, but we've personally never discussed it. You know the he's a 10, but. Have you ever
I've heard of
question?
This, but I've never done this.
No. Oh okay, yeah, perfect. So basically, God. How it works is that I'm gonna say. He's a 10, assuming this is your significant other, someone you're attracted to, or somebody who is, I don't know, your
a 10.
Or whatever. Yeah, yeah. He's a 10, but I give you a prompt, and then you say what that brings them down to, like on the rating scale.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to start. He's a 10, but he still talks to his ex.
Like a 6.
A 6?
So that's not too bad, actually.
Well, isn't 6 kind of like messed up. Average?
Okay.
Well, I did
notice 5 would be like...
I did notice before that you said that somebody who's still attractive is like an 8 and up.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings them down.
Yeah, that makes much you... Much more than that.
Okay.
Like
so you would no longer be attracted to
them? No, they'd be out of my book.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, okay, okay.
Should I just say they're in or they're out?
No, you can rate them.
The
on
number's
like
great. The number's good. Then he can give us
a everybody's numbers are different, apparently.
Yeah, I would date a 6.
I would. Yeah, because they can be a 6, funny. But they can have other good qualities about them. That.
Yeah, like I'm a 6, but I'm damn funny. Like that's how I would introduce that. If someone
I
said
guess
I was a 6.
In my thing, if they're out of the book, they're out of the book. That's like a 1 then, I guess, on the scale.
Okay, fair enough.
If they're talking to their ex, they're a 1.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's how you look at it. Okay.
Okay.
He's a 10, but he is a single dad. So he has...
9.
Ooh.
Oh, just barely nothing.
Yeah.
So you would... Okay.
All right.
I feel like if he was a woman, let him impregnate her. Another woman. Yeah. She thought it was good enough. So probably good enough for me.
So it works.
Yeah.
Let's adjust the prompt then. All right, he's a 10, but he's a single dad, and the kid's a dick. Just an absolute gremlin.
Oh my God.
That does also mean that they are old enough and established their relationship enough that the kid can be a dick versus...
Yeah, you can be a little kid and be an absolute prick. Oh, he can be a prick. It doesn't matter
like
what
a 4.
You
can't
a 4? Oh!
The kid brings him right. Down.
Yeah. To all you single dads out there, You better hope your kid ain't
ruining your chances. Well, like, when the kid hates you and he's like, yeah, it's
like messing with
you,
your
mom.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe even persuading the dad into opinions about you.
Ooh. Yeah, the kid takes priority over the new girl. That's really how it should be.
All right.
Probably. Unless he's a dick. I don't know.
He's a 10, but he's waiting until marriage. You know, to do
the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Yeah. I don't think there's a problem with that.
Really?
Yeah. I guess he'd still be 10. Maybe a 9, because it'd be kind of like...
It'd be
well, you might be like a little too chaste. I don't know. Yeah. But like, I respect that.
Okay.
So you believe it can like be worked on just over time, whatever it is.
There's other things you can do to corrupt.
What a smile. Okay. Wow. That was... I think the demon didn't leave at all. I think it's rooted right in there. That was the most demonic smile I've ever seen.
Okay.
She looked like the Grinch smiling, like putting her fingers together, like just curling all the way around.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Movie.
Okay, next is he's a 10, but their parents / parent hates you.
Still a 10.
Still a 10.
Really?
I don't care about that.
Okay.
My mom hates everyone, so it doesn't...
I have one.
Change anything like that.
He's a 10, but he won't let go that he was the captain of his swim team.
I mean, what is it, like, annoying, I guess?
Yeah, like, he brings it up all the time.
It's, like, a recurring thing. Like, almost frequently. Almost too
frequently. Like, you know how, like, people can't let go of their high school, like golden era?
Oh, I'm kind of like that. Maybe a 7. Is that you?
I want to defend myself and say that I don't hold on to high school. Like, I don't show up to the college swim meet being like, let's go Knights.
Do you still wear your swimming shirt?
No. Okay. Well, only when I'm working out. It's not like I wear it as fashion. It's just that it's really good gym wear. So, yes, I still wear it, but I don't wear it to, like, send a message. It's just good. Like, it was made to work out, so I continue to wear it to work out. So.
It's okay.
Don't say it's okay.
It dropped him 3 whole points.
Damn it.
It's okay. You still got the white hair. You got that going for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that'll cancel it out.
Love the white hair. Love the white hair.
Okay. It started with a compliment, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that all?
There's one more.
I have a bunch.
He's a 10, but... Oh, another parent or related one. He still lives with his parents.
Ooh.
Oh.
Economically sound, possibly.
3. 4. I guess 4. But maybe 3.
Okay, okay.
Get your own place.
Depends if he's like doing it to save all his money for a house, maybe that I like have some friends that do that. But
or
if
they like the mom lives with them, maybe, like, or
yeah,
your parents.
That's fine. Oh. I think it's like, I just thought, like, deadbeat. If you're like a deadbeat, you're not motivated, you literally
that's what I would jump to as well. Like, yeah.
So if you're deadbeat 3.
Even if you're XQC level hot.
Even if you're XQC.
That man scored 1. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I think his whole thing is the hair. If he cuts the hair, it's all over.
So you like wavy.
I like it. Yeah. I don't know what.
Back
it
next
like.
Week, all of us just.
Listen, I'm just telling you, mine's blonde right now. I'm almost there.
Welcome back.
Anyway,
dude, welcome back to the podcast. Okay, he's a 10, but he's a 10, but he has to watch the movie Frozen every day.
Oh no,
dude!
That went to 2 in my head. The first number that
to
popped
survive.
Was 2.
To survive,
he made a deal with some
movie.
Sort of demon.
No, ooh. 2.
What is the good part of that demon deal? Because there has to be.
He's hot. He's 10. A 10.
Oh, he's a 10. Damn.
I'm just not the right girl for it, but there's definitely girls that love Frozen.
Yeah,
not a Frozen girl.
Every day though, damn, that sucks.
It's probably my least favorite princess movie out of all of them.
Really?
You said your least.
Least out of all the princesses.
I wonder what mine
like
would be.
I love Belle, Ariel, Rapunzel, all come on.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't the biggest fan of Little Mermaid, honestly.
I loved Little Mermaid. And the new movie was good too.
I could rewatch it like 20 times.
I could never do the Little Mermaid.
The old school one.
I was just bored, I think, through most of Little Mermaid.
Okay, so let's switch it. Like if it was a different movie, if it was Little Mermaid, you had to watch it every day to survive.
Oh, well, that's different, Seven.
So it's just frozen. It's not that he has to take 2 hours out of his day every day to watch the same movie. No. That's fine.
It's just got to be not a bad movie. That's really what it is. That's the caveat there.
So I guess I have a question for you. So you see your stream doing amazing now. Do you have any, like, big plans or a lot of, like, things that you're looking forward to doing? And maybe...
Yeah, I have, like, some big events that I want to plan out, I guess, that are in the works. And a lot of stuff I guess I can't even talk about, I guess.
Well, yeah, let's not leak anything.
I mean, the last event you had was, what, a 20-person LAN party for Diablo? I mean, that was kind of
big. It was like 6 people, right? I was there. I was an IT guy. I wore a little tinfoil hat.
7 to 10 people. I don't know. And maybe next one could be, like, a lot more people, who knows.
Hell yeah.
I think LAN parties is like the most genius, like, it's such a fun event because everybody, all of you guys are just experiencing the game for the first time and just like trying to do things, and everybody's just like chatting with each other. It's like perfect.
I can't say what I got planned, but I got some good stuff planned for the next one. Yeah,
so be on the lookout.
It's going to be insane.
Twitch.tv/GenFox.
Yeah, I was
going to
ask if it's going to be mostly like Twitch oriented. I'm sure it'll go like to other places after that, but mostly just on Twitch.
Yes.
Perfect. That's wonderful to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be more game related, or is it going to be more just chatting beat type beat?
I think the LAN party was 75% just chatting and 25% gaming.
Fair enough. Gotta get your foot in the door somewhere.
I feel
like,
especially for like the launch day of a game, nobody's watching for like extreme gameplay from girls. They're just like, well, it's girls. I want to see other people have fun and party. And there is gameplay if you want that, but you know.
Fair enough. Gotta know what your audience wants.
And nowadays, like, no matter what game, there's always going to be another content creator that's had access to it for a month before it even got released.
True.
Yeah, it's so aggravating, no matter what game it is. So yeah, I agree with that you can't really get just new gameplay that'll drive people to come through.
I'm just so professional at the game. That's why they're watching.
You're probably level what, 100 now?
I am.
She hit
literally
yesterday.
Nice.
There you go.
And now I started a hardcore character today.
Is it scarier, like, playing the game? Like, has there been close calls?
Slightly. In the new character. Yeah, it's a lot more stressful on hardcore because you're like, oh, I actually have to pay attention, because like when I was playing my normal character, I was just kind of like looking at chat while I was like clicking and smashing buttons, like, and stuff, like mindless. I was like having a good time and whatnot. But now I'm like, chat, I need to ignore you. Shut up.
Every time you talk, I can't concentrate.
And then they'll like start gifting subs to like distract me and stuff.
Do you have sound alerts enabled too?
So
they should keep on trying that.
Yeah, I know. I'll be like,
it would be such an issue if everybody, it would mess her up so much. Just, you should keep doing it.
So when are you launching your OnlyFans?
My OnlyFans, right. I did talk to a few friends that know how OnlyFans works about starting a hands OnlyFans. I mean, now it couldn't work because now I've given it away. But
only
I talked
hands.
To them. Yeah, I talked to them about what I could do. So I would basically take. Well, it's not like a good look now. There's not like a lot of. I haven't gotten a manicure.
I do stuff to my hands.
So
to make
I
look
would.
Cool.
I would get a bunch of jewelry. I would get the whole manicure, make my nails pristine. Maybe paint them, and then just have photo shoots of just like really aesthetically pleasing, just hand shots.
Do you have a male or female audience?
Male, 90%.
My man knows that number off the top of his head because it makes him sad every time he looks at it.
No, I mean, I would like to.
Do they want your hands? Do they tell you this?
No, it was something that I wanted to experiment. It was a drunk idea, but then I thought about it sober and I was like, you know, maybe this could work. So I talked to people and they told me, that's the thing about OnlyFans, that you're going to have to actually, like, touch people that are naked. And I'm like, I don't know if I should really.
You're touching naked people with these hands on OF?
That's what they told me. They said in order for this to really pop off is you get viral on apps that you can post normal stuff to, like maybe even, I know you can post nudes
on
Twitter, but you
start touching other guys' slongs.
Just rep.
But that's once the conversation started to end, where they told me it was just like, yeah, you're going to have to touch naked people on OnlyFans, but you advertise with, like, you know, just hand Photoshop.
Opening a banana. Like
that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what's going on, but...
It's not going to happen at this point, but that was my
I feel like a foot page would do better.
A foot page.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you on WikiFeet or whatever it is?
No, I'm not. No.
Damn, no, shame.
But I do hide them.
A good way to start.
So only the real ones can see.
Ray has a WikiFeet.
Yeah.
She's a 9.8.
Ray, our roommate. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Seen your rating?
I looked. I did not have a page.
There's no way.
No, I looked. I looked it up. I was disappointed. I was like, oh, I guess I searched my name. I did.
I can't believe that. That's insane.
I think you have to, like, self-upload or something.
No.
There's no way.
No. Ray did not self-upload.
Free advertising.
Self-report.
There's no way. Oh, no. Yeah. Wait, why?
There's nothing. That's what I'm saying.
Now that we brought attention to it, the internet.
There we go.
You know what to do.
Jen needs a wiki feed.
She's not going to do it herself.
That's why I was like, I guess you had to self-upload on this thing.
Dude, could you imagine someone just like, oh, I'll give her a wiki feed, -4.
No. Okay, so then let's switch it. What's the weirdest request you've gotten on OnlyFans?
I mean, aside from the armpit request, I mean, I do get a lot of, like, people asking me to fart for them for money, which is very strange to me.
I feel like you put that in their brains, though, because of, like...
But, like, it's a real fetish I had no idea about. That's, like, a real, real fetish. That there is no farting video, but people have asked.
Yeah, he knows nothing about that.
Why is he smiling?
That's just the most absurd thing on the planet.
It's because he has a fart fetish.
What does it do with a fart fetish? It's just don't my man that.
You don't have to hide anymore. This is a safe space.
Believe it or not,
we don't kink shame here.
I would not hide that from you. it's insane to me that is a thing, because I'm still shocked at the armpit thing. And you can go a step further than that.
No.
Do you do it? Like, do you
the armpit?
No, the fart thing.
I haven't. No.
The price hasn't been like...
Well, it's just that it's very rare if that ever happens. So to be able to catch it audibly, it's...
Oh, that's what's holding you back. Oh, that makes sense. Fair enough.
But I would probably monetize.
You just got to start recording them and then wait for somebody to ask.
I'm just a silent farter.
Dude, you should just say it to them.
Yes,
just say it's like, it's silent but deadly. just take a video.
Ooh, that one was really bad.
That one was really bad.
Oh, yes. My God.
Yes.
Dude. Infinite money glitch. Jesus. You don't even have to do anything.
Oh, shit.
That's fucking great. I love that.
Yeah, speaking of glitches, have you guys seen that video of the bird that's just, like, chilling in midair and on social media recently?
No.
Just, like, just straight up just not moving at all, just stuck. I'm like, that's the most government drone-ass bird I've ever
seen. I've seen that in Miami. Like, seagulls just kind of...
No. I mean, like, it was just in between some power lines, not flapping, nothing was happening. It was just stuck there. I was just like... I don't know what that is, but that's a conspiracy.
I mean, they have confirmed aliens very recently.
Did you hear about that?
Government have confirmed aliens out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what, our government recently announced it? Like, how'd they announce it?
There was a whistleblower.
Okay.
And he just, like, was like, yeah, we've had aliens for a long time. And
the men in black are real. This is amazing. Someone tell Will Smith to get on.
But he didn't give details? Nothing? That was
I mean, I don't remember the details, but he was like, he had like a press conference, and now they're going to do a Congress meeting about it. Like,
that's are we televised. Like friends with them? Like, what's the deal?
I think, I mean, I would
we
hope.
We better hope.
Like, are they talking to us? Or?
I think we've been like, I think he said something about like, I just don't want to misquote and I don't want to like spread misinformation, but I think
I'm too kind of vague on it.
Yeah.
Well.
It's weird how someone could say, yeah, the government has confirmed aliens and none of us even care enough to verify what.
Yeah, it's crazy
said.
That it wasn't like bigger news. I feel
it's so weird. I think just everyone's scared that you're going to get suckered into believing in aliens again when it's nothing.
Have you guys seen Nope? Great movie. That's
Did you see him?
Not seen
yeah.
What did you think?
It's all right.
I loved it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Aliens. What can you say?
Well,
they exist apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Let's see pictures of them.
I mean, the good thing is, I feel like they've been around for thousands of years watching us. I feel like if they wanted to like invade, they would have done it by now. Yeah. Like while we were like still really stupid and weren't very smart. So.
That's fair.
It makes you wonder, are we part alien? Are we some genetic modified alien
or like stuff? Just like a test like they're trying or something? Yeah. Like combining.
I'm just scared that we're just like an exhibit to them.
Yeah.
That would scare the shit out of me.
We're a reality TV show.
Yeah. They just like, you guys want to see what Earth is up to? And they're just like, dude, nothing's happened on Earth for like 1,000 years, man. No, I heard they had a bomb go off, dude. Yeah, but like... We have
this season of Earth sucks.
Yeah, but they're all just
2020.
Dude, COVID season was trash. Nothing happened.
Why are they all still racist? I don't understand, man. Earth sucks. Let's go to the PS593-6 galaxy and go check out Gorpla. They got some crazy shit in Gorpla.
Yeah, it makes you wonder why they are observing us and not, like, also, like, why are they so secretive? And also, like, our government has definitely had, like, captured aliens based on some stuff I've watched recently.
And they banged them.
So the question is...
Do you think?
Mass Effect.
No, but, like, the question is, all right, if our government has had aliens, like, I watched this documentary. It was like in Brazil where they like captured aliens live and then they gave them to the U.S. government. Apparently this is like real.
Sure.
And now I'm like, so what did the U.S. Yeah, government do with the government aliens?
Banging all of these aliens.
Can someone just tell me why the government gets to keep the sex bang. Aliens to themselves? What's the deal, man?
We need to charge Area 51.
We did it once. We could do it again. Would you charge Area 51, John? Naruto run at it? Get past the bullshit.
She does Naruto runs every time she gets a bunch of subs.
Do you really?
That's awesome.
So you would definitely do it then?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. You hear that, everyone? We got Jen on our side. We're getting to Area 51.
Yeah, I think this is a good wrap-up point.
Do you wanna shout out your channels and stuff?
Yes, yeah. Everything.
Check out my channel. It's... twitch.tv/JenFox, Fox with 3 X's.
How we got away with that?
Triple X.
All right, well, wonderful. Thank you so much for being on here. This was wonderful.
This is a wonderful
thank
podcast.
Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed your time.
It was a lot of fun. You are our first in-person new revamped guest. So
really?
Yeah.
You've set the bar, and it's pretty high, too. So
yes. Again, thank you. Thank you guys for being here as well.
Of course.
Right. And thank you, audience,
believe it or not,
for
I live here.
Listening,
thank you,
viewing, and everything. We will see you guys next week. Same time, same place. Rate us on Apple Music. It's
Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. It helps the podcast a lot more than you would think.
Please rate it higher. And for the one dude that rated
just said,
it low,
I'm a Hanzo main.
Yeah, and rated it 1 star, we will find you.
No. That's like, on a serious note, that does actually screw us over. So please, if you want to show support, that's a way to do it. And the Patreon should be live by now, so make sure to check that out for an extra episode that never went live to the public and some other extra features that you'll find on the website.
And probably half of this episode.
Yeah.
And feet pictures.
And feet pictures.
There will not be feet pictures.
Probably. Don't know about that
maybe
one. Maybe an uncensored clip of when I pulled out the feet. We just don't know.
Yeah, we can
just
do that.
Don't know.
Uncensored feet.
Yeah.
You can see the horror on Jen's face.
Dude, as soon as he whipped them up. What is that?
No, but thank you guys so much. We will talk to you guys next week. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.